Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Hello and welcome to your diary ep. So this is week 7 now in Los Angeles, the land of dreams, the city of angels. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about supplements. I've loaded up on different Americana supplements, many of which we cannot get in Australiana. And what else? Some of them were in the fridge and I've literally just pulled them out for this potteroony. And then I've got, can you hear all of this? Food stuff, a lot of healthy stuff, a little bit of not healthy stuff that I've road tested for you. Healthy chocolate I've found. I think I've found the healthiest protein bar. You know, I've been on a bit of a mission for that. A little bit of food adventures to share with you. What else? Oh, I've watched a cool movie on Netflix. I just don't know if Australia gets the same as America. I'm pretty sure an Australian Netflix is quite different to an American Netflix. So where to start, LB? Well, let's start with I saw my first police chase. So I just heard a car. I heard there was a car pulled over and I heard police saying, stay where you are, get out of the car, get out of the car, get out of the car. And then the car sped all the way up my street. And then literally a nanosecond later, the police is going up the street and the sirens are going. It was all over in about 4 seconds, but it was quite fun to listen. Not fun, but do you know what I mean? It was very, wow, LA, you know, to listen to. I'll do food stuff first. Then I'm going to do supplements and cool bars and health stuff that I've tried. Then I want to touch on the business side of acting a little bit, because that's kind of what I've been focusing on. Definitely in the last couple of weeks. And I saw a movie as well. Okay, so let's start with food. Have discovered a new salad place close to me called Kismet Rotisserie. So Kismet is an already existing restaurant in Silver Lake. So where I live in Los Feliz, it's kind of like neighbors to Silver Lake. But they've just opened a place called Kismet Rotisserie, and you get like roast chicken or an egg with either veggies, market green salad or chopped salad kind of vibes. My favorite, I've been there now two times. The roast veggies with tahini is my absolute favorite. Very good. So if you're ever in this area, Kismet Rotisserie, I'd highly recommend. And then literally about four doors down on the same street, I'm pretty sure it's on Hollywood Boulevard, you've got Kismet the restaurant, which is a nighttime venue. Right. Also, Maru, you know, that's my favorite place in Los Feliz for coffee. I've also been to All Time twice since I last spoke to you. I have been and got the crispy rice. So it's like crispy rice and then it's got broccoli and bok choy through it. And then on top of it is two fried eggs and a bit of avo. It is so yummy. And it comes with this like really zesty turmeric, almost like a vinaigrette. And then I also went and had the world's best. They do the best burrito in Los Angeles, in my humble opinion. And I have also had that. So they've been my food experiences in the last week. Here's some of the health food stuff that I have discovered. Bars. I've got it down to two for the healthy ones. You know how I'm really trying to get those artificial sweeteners out of my life? I know the Barbells bars are delicious. You get them at Trader Joe's, but they do have artificial sweeteners, sucralose and artificial flavors in it. So I've got it down to two types, all right? One of which you can get in Australia, I think. One's called No Cow Protein Bar, dairy-free, 22 grams of plant protein, 1 gram of sugar. No cow, no bull, no way, it says. 190 cows, you've got that 22 grams of protein, you have got 25 grams of carbohydrate, but 57% of which is dietary fiber and only 1 gram is a sugar. They do use a little bit of sugar alcohol, but not much. What are they sweetening with? It's a sweetener blend of erythritol, stevia and monk fruit. So no cow, I think, is the cleanest. This flavor was so good. I actually just had it before I hit record on this. It's lemon meringue pie. Great flavor. Then, you know, I've been having the Think Thin bars. Not Think Thin, sorry. I think that was must have been what they used to be called when I used to travel to America. And now they're just called Think. So it's high protein bar, 0 grams of sugar, 20 grams of protein, no artificial sweeteners, gluten-free, low GI, and it has the Think promise. I'm not sure what that means. I tried the flavor cookies and cream. Quite nice. I still think the best flavor is like, it's a green packet and it is like, it's like a chocolate cupcake with white cream inside. I think it's an American flavor. I don't think I've got a packet for that one, but that's my favorite of the bars. And then I've got the white chocolate in Think as well to have. So I think I'm going to rotate between these two type of bars. They're my faves. I also picked up today a no-cow birthday cake flavor. That's a real Americana flavor. Haven't tried it yet. I think I tried it last time I was here. I think these are going to be my favorite, like, healthy go-to bars. Yeah, I got that today. Yeah. And then on the chocolate front, because who doesn't love chocolate, I got sent, so the brand is HU, Get Back to Human Kitchen. So I think it's called Hugh Kitchen, I think. And they sent me like literally, I reckon 10 blocks of chocolate. The flavor that I got sent was cashew butter with vanilla bean and dark chocolate. So yummy, vegan, paleo, no refined sugar, no cane sugar, no sugar alcohol, no erythritol, no dairy, no soy, no palm oil, no lecithin, no vanilla, and no vanilla extract. I don't know why that'd be a selling point, but maybe people are allergic. And then they sent me all these grain-free cookies. Holy moly. So there were different flavors. There was like choc chip, snickerdoodle, which is like cinnamon vibes, and the best, ginger snap. But I had to end up giving these away to friends because I was eating a copious amount. What else? Oh, another great brand of chocolate is called Lily's. So I've talked to you about it before. It says less sugar, sweet life. And the little logo is a hummingbird, which is really cool. So no added sugar. I am a white chocolate fiend, and like I'm one of the people that loves Lindt white chocolate balls, and I just don't even think about the calories or the sugar or any of that. But this is a really healthy alternative. They use stevia to sweeten. So I got the white chocolate style birthday cake. Good, but I remember last time I was here loving the cookies and cream one, and I've got that to have. So I'm excited to have that cookies and cream flavor. Oh my goodness. I've talked about that type of chop chip cookie before, and the brand is Delicious. I think it's, yeah, Delicious is how it's spelled. This was insane though. Gluten-free, butterscotch, blondie. So effectively like a brownie, but not chocolate, butterscotch flavor. Insane, 10 out of 10. I also got a green juice from Lassen's. So Lassen's is kind of like a little bit of a cheaper version of like Air One or Whole Foods. So I got this smoothie. It's called the Green Monster. Organic celery, organic cucumber, organic kale, organic spinach, organic parsley. Delish. Love a good green smoothie. I have got... Oh, okay, so that was the cashew butter chocolate. I've got another one of that Hugh Kitchen, and this is cashew butter with orange, vanilla, and dark chocolate, also good. And then, oh, my goodness, yeah, can you hear these? Oh, my God, I'm smelling them to see if they've still got the flavor smell. Yep, they sure do. Okay, so these are called Reese's White Peanut Butter Cup Thins. So they're like these really thin peanut butter cups. Here's the kicker. You have to buy in a pack of like 20, and I literally had like, I want to say like 17 in them in one go. They are littler. They're about half the size of a normal peanut butter cup, but amazing. They're white, but like they're that white chocolate and then peanut butter deliciousness. But yeah, you have to buy a whole pack of them. And if you're anything like me, you eat them all in one go. And then I've got here. Oh yeah, I kept my receipt from Lassen's today because I bought some supplements. Okay, so we're off the chocolate and bars. We are now on to supplement land. Okay, that can go over there. Now, supplement-wise, I am a huge, as you know, a huge Dr. David Sinclair fan, and he's all about the biology of aging. And there are a few supplements he recommends that we can't get in Australia, but you can get them everywhere here. So the first one is, and I always struggle saying this word, I think it's because I have a lisp, but it's resveratrol. Of course, as soon as I say that, I say it fine. Resveratrol. So there are a lot to choose from. I got this one that the lady said is what most people get. So it's 250 milligram with active trans resveratrol, anti-aging formula, supports a healthy heart, cellular health, and longevity. So that's why I'm taking it, longevity stuff. I think it's so interesting. It's made with wild-crafted Japanese knotweed extract. And then it's got organic French whole red wine grape, which we know is where we get the polyphenol resveratrol from. They've also got quercetin in here, which is great, happy days. So I took my first one today and I just have one a day with food and I keep it in the fridge because that's what David Sinclair says. And it, yeah, I'm going to research this brand. The brand is called Reserviage Nutrition. Our purpose. Inspired by the wisdom of nature and the healthiest cultures around the world, we travel the globe in search of the finest ingredients. Our goal is to provide, whenever possible, organic and natural ingredients in essential science-based products that deliver life-changing benefits. You got me. And then the other one is, and I'm sure I've spoken about this before, this is called NAD Gold. So it's considered an NAD kind of like booster. And the brand is called Quicksilver. And I have to keep this in the fridge and I just have a pump under my tongue every morning. It's quite expensive, that, more expensive than the resveratrol, but I'm liking it. And I'm about to run out of my magnesium. So I found this today. It's called Magnesium Plus, Relaxing Anti-Stress Beverage Mix. It does have a couple other things in that I'm like, I don't feel like I need beet powder or grape skin extract, but I'm presuming that's to give you some antioxidants. But it's got, what's it got in it? Vitamin A, C, D3, B6, folate, B12, magnesium, as a carbonate, zinc, copper, manganese, potassium, bamboo extract, iconic sea minerals, beetroot flour, grape skin extract. So it was like a middle of the range one here. It's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free. And I'll, yeah, I'm going to just try this stuff out. I love trying new supplements and I like feeling really healthy. I feel like I've been a little bit off the health wagon. So I'm really excited to just kind of like feel good and get back onto it, you know, get back onto feeling good. And that kicked off for me yesterday with booking back in with my therapist. I hadn't seen him since I'd got to America. So that was long overdue. And now I've booked back into fortnightly sessions with my therapist. That was great. We used to do them over Zoom. Why have I written next Friday? I know why I've written that. So you know I have notes here. I'm very Virgo, but I make the notes over the week. And so like if stuff happens and I make like a shorthand note and then I look at it when I'm recording, I'm like, what did you write that for? I saw a great movie on Netflix. It's by one of my favorite producers, Taylor Sheridan. So he does like Yellowstone and 1888, which you know I'm obsessed with. But this is called Wind River, also set in Montana, starring Jeremy Renner. He's also in another Taylor Sheridan show called The Mayor of Kingstown, which I have also watched. It's amazing. I got Paramount Plus when I got to America. It's really good. They have an Australian version. I would highly recommend it. It's how, if you want to watch 1888, it's the way you're going to be able to watch 1888. I also went to the movies. I went to a really cool cinema called Elmo, I think it's called, in downtown LA. It's kind of got retro vibes. So in Australia, think of like a palace-style cinema or the Nova or, you know, like one of those kind of cool little art house cinemas. And I saw a movie called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It's about like multi-universes. The costume changes are amazing. The makeup's amazing. And it switches universes and dimensions throughout the movie. The interesting part of all this is I think it was shot in 30-something days, which is unheard of and so fast, and yet they cover all these different dimensions and multiverses. So very cool. Just don't go to that kind of movie super mellow and chill and kind of like wanting to just relax. You need to think and you need to process and you need to feel really onto it for that movie. But a really good one. And if you're into costume, makeup, production values, a really cool, cool movie to see. What else? Oh, okay. So the other thing that I was going to touch on today is like the business side of acting. And I think like this is its own beast and I could do a whole special on this one day. But, and let me know if you would like that. Absolutely write to me and tell me. But basically I've been here for about a month or so. Well, it's week seven, nearly 2 months. Holy mac. And I am trying to, you know, do all the things an actor does here, be in school, get an agent, get a manager, audition, book a job. And it's just not as simple as that. Like even just to get a general with an agent or manager is hard. And you need to not just have like a little resume ready to go and a nice headshot or a nice selfie. Like they want multiple headshots. They want a really succinct, clear resume. Here in LA, there are 3 online actor platforms that you need to be on in order to be submitting for auditions, or your agents will be submitting for auditions using those 3 platforms. And then on top of that, you got to have a press kit. And I was like, what? And I'm really lucky because I had a book out last year. So I have a really up-to-date press kit of all kind of like media clippings, but I didn't know that until somebody told me. So I just wanted to say like there is a business side to coming to LA as an actor. And I think if I can share any of my experience in a bid to help you, it would be like, you know, have your up-to-date headshots and have different looks and different styles and different emotions portrayed in them. And then, you know, obviously have your showreel up-to-date. I'm in the middle of getting that all redone now. Have different dialects. If you want to work in America, of course, you've got to have a general American accent at the very least, you know. And then obviously be in school. Like I think you need to be amongst it and in school. And I'm in improv school at the moment, so that means I'm not putting on a dialect like I'm in my natural Aussie accent because you've got to be so in the moment in improv. But, you know, the next class I do, because this is a 6-week improv course, the next class I do, I'll probably be putting up scenes on, you know, in a general American accent. So, yeah, I guess I just wanted to touch on that business side of it. And you know, if you'd like to hear more of that business side of it, let me know. I could do like a whole proper special on it one day. Because it's a beast. LA is amazing and inspiring and there is so much magic and potential and opportunity here, but it's also overwhelming. It's a beast. Some people are legends, some people are sharks. You know, I think I don't want to sugarcoat anything for you. I want to be really, really honest so that if you were to ever come here as far as like chasing work or opportunity, you want to come here ready. You want to come here clear. You want to come here so ready to fly that like any bump and trip in the road is like a gift and something that you can laugh at. So that's why I'm like really, really focusing on, yeah, getting really clear on that business side of acting because I think it's really, really imperative. So yeah, if you're heading over, you want to have quite a few options of headshots. Like, I know, I think I came over with 3, but I want to get more done now to have like double that. Showreel, 100% have that ready to go. A press kit, so like any media clip-ins that have been done of you. And then a resume, like an actor's resume. And if you're an Aussie actor, the online platforms we use in Australia, like Showcast and Casting Networks, are so different over here. Like Showcast doesn't even exist here. If you're listening to this and you're like, show what? What are you talking about? Don't worry. My point is they're just different beasts. And Australia is so amazing and so beautiful and so perfect, but there's just a little bit less work there, hence why I've come to LA. And I just think that if I can share with you like a bit more of like the behind the scenes of kind of trying to make it here, then, you know, if you were to ever come here, you'd be well equipped. That's my goal, you know. So anyway, I hope it really helps. Oh, one on the supplement. Anyway, so that's the wrap up of that. It is a business. The acting world here. I just realized I forgot. I put this out to tell you. I got Boss a Prezi. He knows I got this for him, so it's not going to give anything away. It's the brand is Gaia Herbs, and it's a sleep formula. It's got hops, Californian poppy, other herbs traditionally used for supporting a good night's rest. Curl. What else? I just felt like there was something on the tip of my tongue that I wanted to say to you. Yes, it just came to me. So Monday's pod, you had the incredible Lauren, who's my travel advisor, on the pod. If you think you're going to travel in the next 6 months, year, totally listen to it. There'll be something for you in that. She talks about, like, you know, the moving beast that is like COVID rules and whatnot. So it's definitely worth a listen, and I think you'll get something out of it. And then Monday's episode, we have a health episode, guys. You ask for me to do health eps, and this is a full-blown health ep with a nutritionist, the wonderful Sally O'Neill, aka the Fit Foodie. And I interviewed her when I was in Sydney, and it was actually when the floods hit, and I interviewed Sally. And then the next day I was going to the airport, and my flight got cancelled, and I said to Sal, I was like, I've got nowhere to stay. I ended up staying with her all week after I just interviewed her. So very funny. And I ended up like falling head over heels in love with her beautiful dog, Tico. So Sally's ep comes out on Monday. And the really cool thing about this ep is like we get into the nuts and bolts of her nutrition belief system. We talk about supplements. We talk about, yeah, it's literally a full-blown health and wellness nutrition episode. And I had all these plans to talk about, you know, I've known Sal for many years. So we were going to talk about like dating and love and all that. And it ended up being a straight down the line nutrition pod. So I'm so excited for you because you have been asking for some more health eps to sneak in every now and then. So the wonderful Sally O'Neill is on Monday, so you'll be able to get your health geek on with her and I, two nutritionists on the pod. Hope you love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sending you mega love from LA. And as I always say at the end of these diary episodes, go out, chase your dreams, take no prisoners, work your butt off, and make your goals a reality, my friends. All right. Big love. Bye.